Well, it seems like no time at all since we were congratulating Elaine Houlihan on her election as 39th president of Machrane Fermor. Now she joins me in studio as she is in the departure lounge, so to speak. Good morning to you. As a young farmer, generational renewal was at the front of your mind when you were elected. You had words with the new Minister for Agriculture, Martin Hayden, very recently on his farm succession scheme. What did you say to him?
We are actually looking for commitment. It's in the programme of government that they are going to put in a succession scheme. We actually want to see action. As we know, paper never refused ink is what I literally told him. That if we do not get, I suppose, success for succession and generation renewal, I also did tell him that his office is irrelevant. There won't be a Minister of Agriculture going forward if we can't get in the next generation.
If the government doesn't get this right, what do you think is at stake here?
The whole agricultural sector in Ireland is at stake, Philip. If they don't get this right and don't give the young people the opportunity to get into farming, there is going to be no farming in Ireland. As you can see with the CSO figures, in 3 years, it went from 6.9% of farmers under the age of 35 to 4.3%. What's going to happen in another 3 years if they don't take action right now?
In fairness to the Minister for Agriculture, though, is this thorny issue of succession not really more about families beginning and having awkward conversations than it is about anything that the government is going to be able to do?
Look, that is a factor, but that's something that we as a society has to normalise. We have to normalise that conversation of succession around a kitchen table, because the minute you bring up succession around a kitchen table, it draws silence, because nobody wants to talk about getting older, dying or conflict that's associated. Weren't you better off being around the table having this discussion? For a young person, we want to know if we have a future in farming. We need to know what's happening in the next 5 years. Are we going to be heading off, travelling, getting a different job? Do we need to go to college, do a different degree? Or is the family farm going to be ours so we can actually farm?
You asked the new EU Agriculture Commissioner Christoph Hansen what the next cap was going to do to grow this current crop of under 35-year-old farmers. It's only 4% at the moment, isn't it, in this country. What would you like to see him do?
I suppose the biggest thing here in Ireland, in our cap, we have no installation aid. I asked, would he actually put in a mandate across every country that there would be a percentage of the cap used for installation aid to help young farmers start up? It's something, I suppose, look, I got politicians answer back, which, look, he hit every buzzword that was required in the answer, but now we
the
are
mood
meeting,
and the sentiment certainly seems to be the right thing.
Yeah, 100%. Look, we're meeting him again at the start of March and we are going to be following up to see what can we actually get in concrete for the next cap. And I suppose, look, that's going to be up to the next president of Machrane too to fight that fight as well, as I'm in the departure lounge, as you said, Philip.
You're a bit young to be in the departure lounge. That was perhaps a little bit cruel of me. You are a Machrane baby. What does that mean?
Yeah, I am a Machrane baby. Both my parents met in Machrane. My father was involved in Limerick County Machrane and my mother joined, and I suppose the rest is history and I'm here now.
Because it is a pretty important thing, particularly now as farming tends to be a little bit more of a lonely place, the kind of connections that Machrane is able to help form.
Yeah, 100%. Like we offer a social outlet to rural dwellers, and that's absolutely vital for a lot of people that are farming. As you said, it is so isolating because you're on the farm. The animals can't talk back to you. Like that's the big thing here. It's about getting people out and getting people social is our big thing as well in Machrane, along with the lobbying.
Well, as he sat in that seat, the Minister for Agriculture said the reason he got out of farming and into politics, God help him, was precisely because he was such a social creature. The other big aspect of your presidency was not unrelated, was mental health.
Yeah, look, when I came into the presidency, for people that don't know me, I'm a physio. So I came in as a healthcare worker with a farming background, and mental health was a massive thing that I noticed was affecting the farming community. And we have an initiative in Machrane called Make the Move. So that was one thing that I wanted to, I suppose, grow and develop in my presidency. And I'm delighted to see where it is at the moment. One of my big things was to kind of underpin everything we're doing with the research that's out there. So we teamed up with the UCD Agri Mental Health Group that's led by Tomás Russell and Louise McHugh. And like the research that they're doing is showing that like 22.8% of farmers are at risk of suicide. Like that's worrying.
So it's very worrying, but what can you do in practical terms? Because the nature of farming now is that with expanded herds, with the more complex business, with all of this increased regulation, that there are only so many hours in the day, and most of those hours have to be spent on your own.
Yeah, I look, through Make the Move, we are trying to think of different initiatives to get farmers thinking. Like one thing that we launched was a U-book. It's a small little book that you can write down the cattle numbers on, but there's questions at the end of it that just pose you to think, do you need help? What went well today? There's different things there. We have a helpline, and I suppose the biggest thing with our helpline is that we're all from a farming background at the end of it. We understand the struggles that you're currently facing. Like that's the big thing that we have, I suppose, in Make the Move that is making the impact in rural communities.
Do you remember the helpline number off the top of your head?
No, that's the one thing I can never remember off.
We'll get it before the end of the
I'll probably end up giving out my number or something.
Right. Apply the brakes. Take a really sharp right turn. I'm thinking that Valentine's Day is coming up next Friday, isn't it? In your role as president, and I don't think this is in the constitution of MACRA, you ended up being a bit of a matchmaker.
Yeah, look, I took on that job of trying to match a couple of people and I could probably have my own festival now at the moment, but look.
You were successful four times over.
Aye, I've been successful four times.
Now, hang on a second, is that four relationships or four marriages?
Four relationships, maybe working on number five at the moment.
You're single yourself.
Yep.
Is it easy, given, as I said, the pressures of farming, the pressures of the presidency of MACRA, to get out there?
For me, it is extremely hard, I suppose. Look, I'm a woman in power. I suppose that can be an awful turn off as well. My life is so busy, it's impossible to make time. Even if I did have a partner, it would be impossible to make time for them.
A woman in power rubbing shoulders with one of the previously most powerful men in the world. How did you end up finding yourself in the room with Joe Biden?
I still don't know how I managed ending up in that room. I was in work in Limerick at the time because it was only at the start of my presidency. It was actually, I think, the first engagement I had as MACRA president. I got a phone call from the Oris and I didn't believe them. I thought it was one of the lads in the office winding me up. I was like, yeah. I was very hostile on the phone.
How rude were you?
Extremely rude. I was so hostile. I was like, yeah, Paul, put that on the email. Then the email came and I was eating my lunch and I'll never forget this. I dropped the roll out of my hand. I was like, oh my God, I was so rude on the phone. And then I arrived up to the Oris. I turned around and I asked the security man, I was like, well, is there many people gone in? And he goes, a couple of hundreds. So I thought I'd be sitting there, you know, on stage left.
If you get to shake hands, you'd be lucky.
Yeah.
But
then all of a sudden, arrived into the Oris, was taken into Michael Lee's sitting room, and I was one of seven to meet Joe Biden. And
what did you talk to him about?
Just general chit chat. He really wanted to know about like the relevance of MACRA and I suppose my role, because I was only coming into this at the time. And then obviously came up about derogation because it was quite topical at the time. What he turned around and told me, his biggest problem was the poultry and he didn't know what to do with their manure. Now, he didn't say manure either. He used a different word. But like, look, I won't say that on the radio.
Fascinated to know how, if the calendar had shifted slightly, how interested the current incumbent would have been in that conversation about the nitrates derogation.
Yeah.
What would you say to your successor, whoever that person is?
I suppose the biggest thing is not to change who you are for the role. That was the one thing that I said when I came in as MACRA president, was that I was never going to change who I was. Yes, is there a comment saying that I'm not the most polished at times, I could come out with anything, but that's who I am. That's who I've always been. I didn't change for the role. And I think that's the biggest thing. The biggest mistake you can make is changing yourself to fit a role, because you have to be true to yourself.
Elaine Houlihan, congratulations. Well done. Thank you very much and continued success.
Thank you.